Blog Talk Radio.
Jacksonville, Florida. We would like for you to know
that God is God and he is God all by himself. For the word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. And we want you to know today that that is our objective, that all men, women, girls, boys, whoever they may be, that they will be drawn unto him. The Crossroads Broadcast is a professional Christian counselor who are specializing in premarital counseling, marriage counseling, family issues, anger and rage, abuse, and neglect. And we want you to know that here you need answers. The world needs answers. We need a way in order to bring more people to God, to educate them about their psychological mindset, things that they have been going through in their lives, to let them know that there is a better way. And I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is the way. He is the truth and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by him. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome to you our panelists on the break on the Crossroads Broadcast. They are as following: Dr. Gloria Castor, Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio, and your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Would you please, wherever you may be riding in your vehicle, and if you can pull over, why don't you just give that time unto God? No matter what you may be doing in your household, why don't you just stop and reverence the Most High God? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name, we lift your name up high, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We ask you, Lord, even now, God, to move, God, in the midst, Lord God, of this broadcast. We ask you, God, to touch the lives, God, of the thousands of people, God, of listening, God, to Crossroads, God, at this time. And we ask you, Lord God, whatever need that they have, Lord, we ask thee, God, to touch them. Realizing, God, you know, God, what they're going through. God, you know, God, what the needs are even right now. And I ask thee, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch them. Touch them, God, from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're about to do today. We thank you, Father, for how you're getting ready, God, to touch every individual, Lord God, and educate each individual, Lord God, that they have a new mind, Lord God, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they'll know you, Lord God, even the more as their personal Savior, they'll know you, God, as being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the true and the living God. And this, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you've already done and what you're going to do, God, this day and this hour. Well, we have been talking in the last several weeks. Our discussion has been on child abuse. We have talked about the different types of child abuse, and we have asked our broadcasting audience, our radio audience, if they know of anyone that have been being abused, to please call 1-800-962-2873. That's a very important number for you to call. If you don't have that number, why don't you just write it down someplace? And if you know a child that's been abused, we're going to ask you that you give the authorities a call so that that child will be relieved of the pain and the anguish that they have been experienced. So today we're going to get back. We're going to hope you have been enjoying every discussion that we've had on this broadcast. And we're going to ask right now that you get ready as we get empowered, that we get more educated, that we get ready to hear from the Lord God on high. We're getting ready to hear from Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio, and we want you to welcome her to the Crossroad Broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. Mary McCoy. It's a pleasure to be with you again, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about child abuse today. Child sexual abuse can take many forms. Child abuse can take many forms, physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and neglect. We know as individuals that the first 5 years of a child's life is very important. Those first 5 years are their formative years. Now, if a child is abused, or unloved by the age of 5 years, many children may grow up as adults that may never love at all. Some may have the inability to bond, to nurture, to love their own children, which is an assignment sent from Satan himself. St. John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, that they might have life and have it more abundantly." So the Word of God tells us also in 2 Corinthians 10:5 that we have the power as Christians to cast down imagination, and imaginations are assignments and curses and generational curses and false arguments and false assignments and any curses and any child abuse and any generational curse of incest. We cancel the assignment off of these children that has been instituted and initiated by Satan himself, and this subject and this topic will no longer be hushed. And we cast it down, every imagination and every high thing. What is that high thing? The abuser, the pedophile, the predator, and the sexual abuse that exalt itself. It thinks it's higher than God, against the knowledge of God. And we bring into captivity. We bind, we stop, we impair every thought, every idea, every suggestion, every sexual fantasy, every sexual perversion, and we command it to come to the obedience of Christ Jesus. So we question ourselves in our community, what is child abuse? Child abuse is the use of children in sexual fantasy activities or in their own sexual world. Because of their young age, immaturity and their mental development, the child does not understand or can give formal consent to these sexual acts. There are a wide range of activity which included in abusing a child, such as sexual fondling, sexualized kissing, which means that they force their tongues into a child's mouth, groping or pulling at the child's genitals, touching the female or the male child's breasts or nipples, masturbating. And there also is digital penetration, which can also, the child also be subject to fingering of the genital, and it always want to, we have to be very careful with people around our children, special babies and little children. They always want to change your baby diapers, and they always want to change your baby underwear. So they could be having digital penetration on your little girls and also on your little boys. Also, object penetration of the vaginal and anus and oral canals. These objects that they penetrate into these children can be wooden objects such as mops and broom handles, also dildos and vibrators and sexual toys, kitchen utensils, and also they present pornography to these children, which brings on pain and humiliation. The child also has to endure and suffer through sexual arousing as oral to genital. They place in their tongue or the children's genitals, and genital to genital, they land their genitals on the child's genitals, and genital to anal, where they land their genital on the child's anus. And this is an invasion of their young bodies. The sexual abuser manipulates their victims. They manipulate these children, introducing the child to sexual activities, relationships, and this first begins with non-sexual contacts. Then it progresses over time to more invasive forms of sexual activities. The sexual abuser tries to maintain access to the child. They try to maintain access to the child. We have to watch people that always shows an unnatural and does not have a wholesome interest in our children. And we have to watch people, whether it's male or female, it doesn't matter. And they always visiting the parents or the caregiver home. They may stalk the child or they watch the child from a distance. They also always giving your child or your children money, candy, gifts, and they always want the child to sit in their lap. We have to watch out for overnight trips, overnight sleepovers. They gaze or look at your child with a twinkle in their eyes. They have inappropriate observing of our children, such as they like to watch the child when the child is dressing, using the bathroom, or bathing. Child abusers are usually friends or relatives of the child's family, which may be but not inclusive to all. Teachers, pastors, community leaders, coaches, law enforcement, and government officials. These people are the least expected, and they have misused their position in our society. But many children do not expect their biological parents, like their fathers, their mothers or relatives, aunts, uncles, cousins, male or female, nieces or nephews. The child abuser, the sexual abuse in the family, when a child is abused in the family, it is known as incest. The child abuser tries to avoid disclosure by staying close to the child, overprotective of the child, always on the defense for the child, and advising the child to remain and keep quiet about the abuse. This example of that, the child may be it need to be in check or need some correction of their behavior, but the child abuser will always stand in defense and always want to defend the child and say nothing wrong with the child. The child abuser make harsh and threatening statements to the child or the child's family. After they may be found out, the child abuser start threatening the family, such as don't tell no one. They may tell the child, don't tell no one. No one would ever believe you. Or they may tell the child, it's your fault. An example of that, a child may be 6 years old, but the abuser themselves, whether it's male or female, may be 45. They would not take upon themselves that they are the one in question. Or they may say, I would kill you and your family if you tell. The child's abuser may and will use sexually suggested statements like, I'll teach you how to become a woman or a man, or they may do make sexual advancement by whistling at the child, touching the child, pinching the child, flirting with the child. Because of sexual abuse, the child may have flashbacks, low self-esteem, sexual dysfunction, sexual injury, suicide, depression, PTSD, anxiety, mental illness. If the child doesn't get help from God, the child will grow up to be an adult with a domino effect syndrome. This always the same. It always happened to me. So the child becomes a re-victimization. Re-victimization as an adult is a victim of abuse as a child. So shortly after the abuse or later in adulthood, that person or that child or that adult believed that abusive behavior is normal. They take risks. They are easy targets. They believe abuse is normal. Unconsciously, they seek out abusive partners. They expect abuse from others. So they become a victim over and over again. As an adult, the abusive child has learned helplessness. They don't fight back or vocalize. They make excuses for the abuser, the abuse. They make excuses for the crime that has happened to them. Approximately 15% to 20% of women and 5% to 15% of men were sexually abused when they were children. Sexual abuse of children is everyone's problem and responsibility. We must increase parents' and caregivers' awareness and knowledge to protect, guard, and love our children. No longer should we keep child abuse hidden in the closets because of guilt, shame, embarrassment. Everyone has full knowledge, and embarrassment is everyone has full knowledge of the abuse. So I will end this with some child is crying out right now, Daddy, stop. This hurts. It hurts. So we need to put an end to child abuse. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Lucia, for blessing us, for giving us more of what we need to know, what America needs to know, what America needs to understand. They need to understand what every child from infant until 18 years old, under 18 years old, what they are going through. Sometimes it may be a silent cry, but yet they are experiencing the agony and the torture, but their body was not made to endure. They are enduring some things that they should not be able to be exposed to. And I want every person that is listening to this broadcast and was listening to Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio as she gave us even a deeper insight of what the children are experiencing. We need to know who is spending time with our children. And as she so beautifully expressed, that it can be the father. It could be that brother. It could be that uncle. It could be that nephew. Somebody that's in that family that abusing that little one. She already told you about the objects and the things that they use, the broom handles and things that they use, vibrators and things that they use on these innocent children. So if you hear what we are saying to you today, why don't you call 1-800-962-2873 that you can have a voice, that child can be taken care of, that child will have to no longer suffer that torture in private and in silence and when in a prayer to let their parents or some guardian know what's going on with them. At this time, we'd like to take this opportunity to welcome to the Crossroad broadcast Reverend Dr. Gloria Castor, as she continually to give us insight on what God is saying to us today, because I believe God is speaking to our voices and speaking and giving us revelation so that we can impart it to you that are listening, and that you that are listening can impart to your neighbor, to your friend, to those that out there from city to city, state to state. Get ready at this time. Let us hear from Dr. Gloria Pastor. Welcome to the Crossroads broadcast.
Thank you again, Dr. McCoy. It's a pleasure to be on the line again today and to be able to feel like I'm going to bring something that would enlighten someone that can make them free. Because whenever you receive something that can turn you around and give you a new outlook in life, it does make you free. It sets you free. Now, last week, I spoke on emotional child abuse. I kind of touched a little bit on what is child abuse, and I spoke on emotional child abuse is a pattern of behavior that attacks a child's emotional development and sense of well-being. And then I said emotional child abuse is maltreatment, which results in impaired psychological growth and development. I gave you some examples of emotional child abuse and verbal abuse. And, you know, child abuse, which verbal abuse was one of those. And then I spoke on how it is identified. And then I did say, although emotional abuse can hurt as much as physical abuse, it can be a little harder to identify because the marks are left on the inside instead of the outside. And it can bruise on the inside. And that, when you can't see the physical hurt, You can see the physical hurt on the outside, but when you can't see the inside hurt, it can really bring a such an emotional results on your life, but it could even cause you to want to even think of suicide or many things that would, and then it might even cause you to harm yourself physically. But today I want to kind of go into a little bit. I want to touch on why does this happen, and also speak a little bit. We always talk a lot about the sexual abuse, the emotional abuse, but I want to speak a little bit today on abandonment as well, and kind of touch a little bit on neglect, which are kind of one and the same, but they're a little different, too. If it wasn't, they wouldn't have separated them from each other. Now, neglect is the failure of a parent, a guardian, or other caregivers to provide for a child basic needs. Neglect could be physical, it could be medical, it could be educational, it could be emotional. And if it was physical, failure to provide necessary food or shelter, or lack of appropriate supervision with physical, they could neglect in that way. That's still bad. And then medical, they could fail to provide necessary medical or mental health treatment. And we've found that sometimes in different kind of beliefs and religions, when they hold off and don't, because they believe that they shouldn't take different medication or blood or whatever, they hold it off from their children as well. That is a form of neglect. Education is when you fail to educate a child or to attend to any special education needs, or maybe you might see that your child has some kind of problems and you hold them out. You know, sometimes denial can keep us from doing things, not really feeling like you're really causing harm when, in fact, you really are causing harm. And like I spoke on emotional, inattentive to a child's emotional needs, failure to provide psychological care, permitting the child to use alcohol or other drugs, and we have found that out to where a parent might have different alcohol and drugs in the home and accidentally the child get up to it when, in fact, you should not have those things or do those things in front of your children. So So that's a form of neglect. I want to speak a little bit on abandonment before I go to why does this happen. And then I want to bring up different signs of, signs of abuse and neglect, to give you a few signs of that. But when we look at the abandonment, it is now defined in many states as a form of neglect. In general, a child is considered to be abandoned when the parent identify or where their whereabouts are unknown, and the child has been left alone in circumstances where the child suffers serious harm, or the parent have failed to maintain contact with the child or provide reasonable support for a specific period of time. And we have seen a lot of times on the news to where you might just go to the store maybe for feel that you're going to run to the store and you leave them there, and they might be 5, 6, or 7 years old, really not able to take care of themselves or make decisions. But you might say, I'll jump in the car and I'll run up here to the store and I'll be right back. Well, in that split second, something can happen to the child, and we have seen it happen in many times. Children play with matches or cigarette lighters, or they might run water and get in the tub, or there are many things that a child could do while you're gone, which would be an abandonment and which can cause many problems for you, because once it happened, you can't take it back. And we know that the Word of God tells us that children are a heritage and they're a blessing. God gives them to you. He blesses the fruit of the womb. So when you're carrying a child, it's blessed in your womb. So God loves children. He wouldn't have said, suffer the little children who come unto me and forbid them not. He loves children. So and that means that we are to be very careful in how we handle in raising our children. So touching a little bit on neglect and abandonment, I want to go on down to why does this happen, and kind of let us kind of look at that a little bit. Most emotional abuse occurs for many of the same reason that physical abuse occurs. Parents are vulnerable to becoming involved in maltreatment if stress is in their lives and build up, or if they are unable to manage these stresses. So then when stress comes in their lives and you know, the child come and the child is hollering and the child is running, you might not even feel like it or mean like it. You might just pick the child up by the arm and throw them somewhere or shake them, and they say you should never shake a baby. That is not good. That is wrong. So many times, you know, you have to, if you're going through stress, you have to kind of maybe get somewhere and just calm yourself down before you kind of try to do anything with that child. In addition to more research and topics related to emotional child abuse, there are no universally accepted definitions of emotional abuse. It is commonly defined in systematic attacks on a child's emotional well-being and sense of self-worth. Emotional child abuse, is a pattern that attacks the child's emotional development and sense of well-being. Now, I want to talk a little bit about a three-year-old, for example, cannot be expected to sit quietly, and I went over that last week for an extended length of time. They just do not have the physical control. So you would not take a three-year-old and sit them down and tell them to stay there, and if they get up and you get angry about it, you could very well hurt them as well. Anytime a child is a recipient of verbal abuse, it chips away at his emotional foundation. Sometimes it's just a scratch. Other times it's a whole chunk of self-worth that falls off. Now, we look at the situation here. How many times is too many with emotional abuse? The first time is too many. remember, it's not all child abuse is physical. It is important to remember that not all child abuse, like I said, is physical. Emotional child abuse is a solid epidemic, easily overlooked, and the effects can be hidden in all sorts of behavior labels, but it is possibly one of the most damaging forms of abuse. Repeated disrespect or unreasonable criticism toward your child can have serious emotional consequences and long-term repercussions. Parent stress is the singular largest contributing factor to dismissal parenting. Emotional child abuse can impair your child's self-image, self-esteem, and interfere with his ability to function adequately in the society. Succeeded academically and form healthy, intimate relationships. I want to give you a little bit on what happens, and I think I might have about 5 more minutes. I want to give you a little bit of what are the effects. The effects of child abuse, and like I said, it can no, I think I want to make sure that I give you this part, because, and then I'll go back to that next week. Signs of abuse and neglect. It can be difficult to recognize when a child is being abused. There are 10 signs to watch for when they're being abused. Unexplained injuries. Visible signs of physical abuse may include unexplained burns or bruises in the stage shape of objects. You may also hear unconvincing explanations of a child's injury. Many times you'll take them to the emergency room if they've been injured, and they'll look at that, and they might call child protective services if that child comes in there too many times with injuries. A change in behavior. Abuse can lead to many changes in a child's behavior. Abused children often appear scared, anxious, depressed, and withdrawn, or more aggressive. I'm going to give you a couple of more, and then if I have time, next week I will finish this up if we go over to another topic. Returning to their early behavior, they might may display behavior shown at an early age, such as thumb sucking, bedwetting, fear of the dark or strangers. Some children even have a loss of acquired language. Memory problems may be the issue. I want to give you one more. Fear of going home. I mean, they can be in the school and they don't want to go home because they're being abused at the home. Children may express apprehensive of anxiety about learning in school and about going places with the person who is abusing them. So a parent would have to, it don't always have to be, and I want to come back with this, it don't always have to be the parent, the one that's the abuser. It could be, you could be taking them to the daycare. It could be we were saying, a person that you're not, that you would least expect. So when you see signs and symptoms that you didn't normally see in your child and a change in their pattern, you need to make sure that you address that or look at that and make sure that you address it and start asking the child questions and start finding out from the child what it is that is causing them to do this. So as a parent, you have to make sure that you are very on top of what's going on with your child. I do want to give you a scripture, because we have to train up our child in the way of the Lord. And so we have to make sure that we nurture them and nurture their emotional needs. And in Proverbs 22:6, it says, if you train up the child in the way they should go, when they're old, they will not depart from it. So we have to make sure, if we want our child to walk right, to do right, and to live right according to God's standards, And that's the only way they're going to be successful in life. We have to train them up and nurture them in the way of the Lord. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Pastor. We are just so thankful to the Most High God. And I believe that every person that listening to this broadcast ought to just thank God. Because I believe that it is the Word of God that will make changes in our lives. It's the Word of God that will make a difference in our lives. We cannot be different. We cannot be changed psychologically, any other way, physically, except it be by God. So we're empowering you today so that you can be motivated the more, that you can get radical in your walk and things that are not according to the Word, and all of this is not according to the Word of God that we should be doing, that we should be participating in. Yes, we have talked about emotional abuse concerning child abuse, because this has been a topic. We've been talking about the verbal abuse, and we talk about physical and psychological mistreatment of a child. We talked about sexual abuse and the emotions that they encounter because of the abuse that they are having, they're having to live with. So, therefore, today we address abandonment and neglect, which was very good, coming from Dr. Castor and also from Dr. Rosemary Lucio. And we want you to know that we must pay more attention to what's happening all around us, and to know that the major risk factors for child abuse, it is alcoholism, domestic violence, drug abuse, being a single parent that would give opportunity for people to come in and do certain things to our children. Lack of education, and also poverty. When the child is being abused, there are different forms, there are different physical things that happen to them. They go to the emergency room with blank eyes. They go there with broken bones. They come and they found out that they have been sexually abused, as Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio was saying to us. They have bruises on their hands and their fingers, and they have objects that they have been beaten with, like buckles or belts and so forth. They are bruised in areas that they should not be bruised in. And also, some parents, they have even taken cigarettes and cigars, and they have burnt their children up. They have burnt them with them on their hands, on their feet, on their legs, because of what they have encountered. And some of the same people that are doing these treacherous things are parents that have been abused and have not been counseled. And those have not been gone to the authorities, and those have not been seeking higher help for themselves and for their children. So we're saying to you that it is so important that when you're stressed out, don't take it out on your children. They are precious, and they don't deserve to have a broken bone. They don't deserve to have the unexplained marks. They don't deserve to be bleeding from their brain. They don't deserve any of this. They don't deserve to be abandoned. They don't deserve for you to just to have this certain item that you got to go to the store and you're going to leave them in the home, and they get a match or get something that will start a fire. Or as Dr. Castor had indicated about even water that's running, and they get drowned because of neglect. we have to learn how to protect our children. And even as things have happened in our life, if you were abused by a relative or a neighbor or whoever, father, mother, whoever it may be, you still need some counseling. You need someone to counsel you, to pray for you, for you to go to the talk to. And if you're not saved, you certainly need help from the Most High God. And you need to have a Christian counselor or someone to be able to talk to you and to pray with you and tell you and show you how to go through these things that you have experienced. Some of you are so angry because of the fact that a father or someone in your family commit child abuse, sexual abuse to you when you were a child. And because of that, you're angry on the inside. There are certain things that we have been able to talk about, and we're still going. Child abuse, such as a wife, it's just so much that we can go to go through and talk about. And what we're going to do is we're going to continually talk about child abuse as we go into a new area, which will be domestic violence. And I just want to touch on that a little bit this afternoon, because we got people out there that are going through that domestic violence, and that need to be addressed. They're going through domestic violence and abuse. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the signs of abuse and abusive relationship. Some people, even as I speak, is in a abusive relationship, and they need to know that they do not have to stay in that relationship if they have been abused, if they're being abused. Do you not know that the best domestic violence and abuse can happen to anyone, regardless of their gender and regardless of their age or their size? It can happen to anyone. And this problem is often overlooked, and excuses is sometimes denied. Sometimes a wife and a husband, a wife can be in a situation and she loves her husband, but that husband is abusing her. It may be even the opposite. A man may love his wife, but that wife is abusing that husband. So we need to address, so we can let you know what abuse is. And you may think, because you may have been abused from the time that you were growing up, or someone have been verbally abusing you, and you just think it's normal. No, it is not normal for people to abuse you. No longer do you have to overlook or excuse or deny what is going on in your life. You do not deserve that. And this is especially true when the abuser is abusing someone psychological. It's abuse, whether psychological or physical, it still is abuse. Emotional abuse is often sometimes people minimize emotional abuse, but yet it can leave a deep and a lasting scar. No matter if that scar, if you didn't put a scalpel on it, if you didn't make it with a scalpel, It may not even gone to that peritoneal area. It may have gotten to the skin. You know how a person makes a incision, and it may cut that skin. And then it may go a little further into that subscue area where you may see the fatty tissue there. And then if they cut a little further, you see the fascia area there. And if they really cut deep, they'll go down and just expose that peritoneal area wherein that the layer of it is thin, and you're going to see all of the organs. So sometimes when a person is emotional abused, sometimes it is minimized. Well, you didn't. Somebody may say, well, I didn't. She don't have a scar on her. He doesn't have a scar on him. But that psychological abuse is very important for us not to minimize it, but we need to address it to those that are being abused and also to the abuser. We must notice and we must acknowledge the warning signs and symptoms of domestic violence and abuse. It is the first step to ending it, and it must be ended. It must be stopped. No one should have to live in fear of a person they love. Yes, you may love that person, but it is no reason for you to be abused by someone that say that they love you. You don't love me if you abuse me. You have to take that mentality that if the person say I love you, or either you saying that you love that person that abusing you, right there we see that your self-esteem have gone to the lowest level because of the fact that you're letting that person take advantage of you, the person that God has made and created for them to be able to live upon this earth and not to live in the way which you are being treated. If you recognize yourself as someone that you know who are being abused, you need to call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And that number is 1-800-799-7233. And that last four digits is SAFE. And then you may ask Dr. McCoy, what is domestic abuse? Domestic abuse is also can be called spousal abuse. It occurs when one person is in a relationship of being they're in an intimate relationship and in a marriage, and they try to dominate and control the other person. Shall I say that again? It is, and it occurs when a person is in an intimate relationship, or they can be in a marriage, and they're trying to dominate or control the other person. We don't need anyone to control us with that type of abuse. We don't need anyone to take control of our mind, of our body, or anything of our spirit. See, domestic abuse can also be included as physical. It also lets us know physical violence, which is called domestic violence. Domestic abuse, it also includes physical violence, and it's called domestic violence. Domestic violence and abuse are used for more than one person. It is to gain and to maintain total control over a person. If you are being abused today, that person that abusing you are trying to control you. It is that they want to gain and maintain, not just to gain, but to maintain total control over you. An abuser doesn't play fair. He doesn't care of how you feel. Because of the fact if they did, whether it's male or female, they would not intimidate you. They would not abuse you in a way that would cause you to feel less than a person, less than a human. Abusers use fear and guilt and shame, and they try to intimidate a person. And they try to wear a person down and to keep them under his or her thumb. You ever heard somebody, you ever seen anybody that try to press and to try to keep you down in whatever manner and whatever way that they could? This is the way that a person that is abusing, when we talk about domestic violence, this is the way that they try in order to intimidate a person. The abuser usually, as I said, they use fear, they use shame. They use, they try to intimidate, they try to wear you down until you just get tired, until you just don't give up, and you don't care what they do to you. The abuser may also threaten you. They not only threaten you, because sometimes you get so used to the norm of them saying certain things and to you until you may just not even address it or think anything about it. You don't like them saying it, but yet you they'll continue to threaten you. But they will hurt you. They will hurt those around you. You need to think about what we're saying here today. Domestic violence and abuse does not discriminate. It will, I don't care if you black or white, red, yellow, whatever color you may be, or whatever gender you are, it does not discriminate. So we need to make it happen. We need to make it happen, and we need to cause these people to get some help. And until they get some help, you should not be exposed to them continually to wearing you down, continually to putting you down, continually to abusing you. So listen to me today. That day should be over. That day should be done with. They do not play fair. And if they don't play fair, that means that most of them, they don't care about you. But you got to know that God loves you and God cares about you and you're not worthless, but you are somebody. You are somebody. And I just have just a few more things that I'd like to bring to the forefront, and the rest of it we're going to have to deal with it on next Monday. So I want you to be with us on next Monday, and so that we can deal with this, because we need to go back and we need to examine some things. As I said, domestic violence and abuse does not discriminate, and it happens among heterosexual couples as is the same sex on partnership. It doesn't matter. Some things we know the people should not be in that situation in the first place, but it happened. At the same time, we have to address it because it's happening. Whether you're same sex or whether you're a heterosexual couple, it happens. And it occurred within all ages, ranges, ethnic backgrounds, and economical level. So we're going to put a nail in that. Because we're not going to put a pin in there, because we don't want you to put this aside. But we want you to know today that you have been empowered, that you can know more and you can do more about the situation you may be in or the situation that your family may be in. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you so much for tuning in to the Crossroads broadcast. I would like to thank you for allowing Dr. Gloria Castor and Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio and myself, Dr. Mary McCoy, to be able to impart to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. And Lord, we just thank you today for all that you have done. And God, all God, that you're going to do according to your word. Now, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for, Lord, for causing your word, God, to be demonstrated by the power and the anointing. God, that your people will be delivered. God, that they will be made free. Now, Lord, I send the word, God, to the north, the south. I send it to the east. I send it to the west, Lord God. I send it all across the water, Lord God. I send it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, on foreign soil, those that have been abused, those that have been misused. God, those that have problems, Lord God, those, God, in the name of Jesus, that have been verbally abused, Lord, physical abuse, I pray even now that you would touch them, God, that you would cause healing, God, in their mind, their body, their soul, and their spirit. And Father God, if any have not saved that do not know you, Lord God, I pray even now, God, that they'll say yes to your will and yes to your way. God, your word says we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, but even our heart that God has raised them from the dead. God, you say that they shall be saved. So Lord, I pray even now, God, that you would save and deliver, God, even as I pray. God, deliver the abuser, Lord God. I see God to do it even now. God, to cause them to get here. Cause them to know that their help coming from you who has made the heaven and the earth. And Father, for this, we will forever bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We want you to tune in at 5 o'clock on next Monday at the Crossroad broadcast. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, call somebody, tell them that the Crossroad broadcast is on the air on Mondays at 5, and just tune in to stay available so that they can hear from God. This has been the host of the Crossroad broadcast and our counselor, Dr. Rosemary Lucio, and Dr. Gloria Castor. God bless you, and may the blessing of God be upon you today and always. In Jesus' name.